help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, coming up next, we're going to speak with Shirley Green. She's a professional organizer, motivational speaker, and the creator of two products she's going to tell us about, which will help to keep your medical records organized. One's called the Pink Sheet, and the other one's called the Portable Household Information Notebook. She developed these systems to keep her sanity while she was caregiving her mom. Check out her website. It's ProMasterOrganizer.biz. So stay tuned, a couple more minutes, and we're going to be right back with Shirley Green and help you get organized with your medical records.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks. An approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm Jacqueline Marcel. And next up, we're speaking with Shirley Green. She is a professional organizer, a motivational speaker, and she's the creator of something called the Pink Sheet. She's going to tell us all about that. And also the Portable Household Information Notebook. Shirley developed these systems to keep her own sanity during her caregiving days with her mom. And, you know, she works with clients one-on-one to organize their home records, and she also gives seminars called Dealing with Role Reversal. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good. So tell everybody, how did you come to the realization that you needed to create these systems?
Well, you heard the phrase, necessity was the mother of invention.
I sure have.
It was definitely necessity, no question about it. I was always an organized person, always had my personal paperwork in order for resource if I need it, and I could easily direct a sibling or a mother or someone to them if they needed them in an emergency. Once mom got to the point where she was starting to ask me questions about her papers, you know, did she leave this here? Does she have this? Does she have that? I quickly pulled all of her things together so that as the needs, her needs escalated, we could access everything a lot smoother. And let me tell you, it made life a lot simpler for all of us.
So you created the Pink Sheet. What's that all about?
Oh, the Pink Sheet. Oh, my goodness. There again, it was necessity. If I could not attend a doctor appointment with her after the second one, she came to me desperately and says, please come with me. Well, I couldn't. I started writing down what I thought the doctor would probably ask her for, you know, what medications. She had so many doctors, they weren't working together, and this really irritated me. So if you could picture, if you would, a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Okay.
It's pink. There's a reason for the pink, too. On this is your name.
What's the reason for the pink?
The pink. Two reasons. Number one, in the beginning, because of my mother's eyesight, it was easier for her to find in her purse if she was alone.
Oh, good idea.
Number two, you hand it to an emergency room. It's going to show up in a chart a lot easier than a white sheet of paper. They say, I will Xerox it. I says, no, you won't. You will put that in your chart so it's easily accessible.
Excellent. Okay.
Same with the doctor's office.
Okay, good idea.
And so that's how it became a pink sheet.
Okay.
On this sheet is your typical name, address, and in my mother's case, it had her address, and then it had my address because I was taking care of all of her billing issues. So everything was therefore being forwarded to me on from the doctor's offices, the hospitals, the paramedics, whoever needed it. I had up in a corner the update. This is as of, say, today's date. Below that is all of your primary medical information. Anytime you go to a doctor brand new, you know all the stuff they ask, and you're going, oh, Lord.
So you have a way to keep it on a regular basis, so you pull it out each time you need it. You got it right there, and you don't have to think and find a place to do it. Can people see this on your website?
I do not have an example of it on my website. However, I do have a kit that
has everything,
the instructions on how to make it, because a lot of people, privacy issues, people like to do these things themselves.
Sure. So you can instruct people how to do it.
Exactly. Okay. And I provide a diskette with a template on there, and I also provide them the pink sheets to get started.
Oh, excellent. So they can order that through your ProMaster Organizer. I love that. .biz?
Yes, they certainly can, or if they don't have internet access, like some of the older folks.
Okay, give out how they could find it.
They can call me at 303-428-3994.
Okay, so what kind of groups use this?
Oh, you know, right now my heart, of course, is with the senior group, but every age group can utilize this. Think of the kids going to camp. They need this information. Kids going to school. Any work arena I have ever been in, we had to fill out medical information on a quarterly basis and update it as needed. As you well know, I had a medical emergency myself 3 weeks ago today.
Yes, I talked to Shirley, and she's got pneumonia and in the hospital.
Well, I also had severe second-degree sunburn.
Oh, good heavens.
And I was able to direct the paramedics to my pink sheet in my purse.
Well, I certainly hope you had that already.
Yeah, oh, you better believe I did. On here also is any current medications.
Yep.
The quantity, the dosage, allergies, your family contacts, their relation, all contact numbers, whether it's pager, cell phone, you know, home, work. And a very, very vital information is whether any of these people or who has medical power of attorney.
Right.
That is something that I don't know how many times we were asked about that.
You know, nobody even knows about it until they're in the crisis and they
exactly.
go, oh. But I'm next of kin. I can't make decisions. No.
No.
You have to have durable power of attorney.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes.
So, yeah, I tell everybody you've got to have the durable power of attorney in place for all health and financial so you can step in and make decisions if you need to for your loved one.
And so many people do not realize that a medical power of attorney is different than a regular power of attorney.
Oh, yes. Tell.
It is just, I mean, medical is strictly that, medical. Your general power of attorney can take care of, say, your checking account, that kind of thing.
Right.
There is entirely different situation with the medical.
Right. So you got to have the two.
Oh, you better believe
that's right.
You. And you know, it is so important to get this stuff up front. Don't wait till the emergency gets there.
Yes. Now tell everybody, I want to make sure we talk about the portable household information notebook. How does that differ from the pink sheet?
I need to go back for just a second, if I may, to the pink sheet. On the back of the pink sheet is a very high-level running history.
Okay.
Which has a date of a procedure or an illness, what it was, a location of it, and the doctor treating you. And using my little mother as an example for so much of this, they could see patterns. Like 1 year she had 13 bowel obstructions.
Mm.
And they could see exactly how far apart they were and what we were dealing with.
Because when you're in the crisis, you may not remember, we had this procedure, you know, 4 years ago, and, you know. So, yeah, it's great to have a history right there.
It's very high level, and by putting the location of the procedure or the illness, then they can go further into those that particular hospital's records and, you know, pull out any additional information if they want it. If they don't, fine.
That is
great.
But
at least they know it's there. The portable notebook is the same type of information, however, pulling together such things as warranties.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a TV that broke right now, and it's only 3 months old, would you know where its warranty is and what it covers?
Well, I do, because next to you, I'm the most organized person in the world. But I know a lot of people don't.
Right. I do that with warranties, insurance policies. I've just finished a client who's recently gone through a divorce that we have also pulled together anything and everything for her house. And her children stay at her house a lot when she travels. So it's got the fire, the police, the location of the power shutoff, the location of the water shutoff.
Great.
The alarm system, where the, say, the sensors are located, how to shut it off, where it goes into. You know, some go into alarm companies, some go into police departments.
Yeah, it's like telling people, look, just pretend that you're, you know, you got run over by a herd of elephants and you cannot talk. How is anybody going to know to come in and deal with all these things? You've got to have this stuff written down somewhere for them.
Well, we put this on a diskette, and she has a copy of that diskette, and also we printed it out. Her hard copy is in her safety deposit box.
Oh,
each of her children has a copy of it.
See
also.
How important it is?
Well, and the portability, Jacqueline, is so important. We here in Colorado have had a massive amount of forest fires this year.
I know.
As well as, of course, Arizona and the poor Pacific Northwest. The evacuations, people...
You can grab it and run.
Well, and it's together. When people say, oh, I know where that stuff is. Well, an emergency, you may not, you know. Your will may be in this location in a house, and maybe your power of attorney, we were talking about that earlier, is off in another room.
Keep a copy in the safety deposit box, huh?
Well, it needs to be in a fireproof. A lot of people don't have safety deposit boxes. You can even put the notebook in a fireproof file cabinet within your home, and that's portable.
Right.
It just needs to be put together, and the importance is getting it done at a nice, calm level. Don't wait until that emergency comes, and you never know when that's going to happen.
Now, we've only got 30 seconds left. Anything you want to tell people?
Well, I do have the how-to notebooks for both of these items. Please feel free to call me. Also, if there's anybody out there who has the need for a professional organizer, I will be happy to help you find one for whatever your needs are. There's 50-some categories of organizers.
I love it. I love organizing. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, it's fun.
You know, the people that like organizing, the ones that don't are like, but there's enough of them that can need your that really need your help. So let's make sure everybody knows where to find you. The website again is promasterorganizer.biz, and give out your phone number one more time.
It's 303-428-3994.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Shirley. I really hope that I know you're helping a lot of people out there get this together. I was very impressed with your website.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, and we are going to be talking. Next coming up is we're going to have a break. I think that's what's happening. Where's the music? I don't know what's going on here today. I thought we were having music. Check out my website. I've got tons of valuable resources for you. It's elderrage.com. Go down to the valuable resource links and click on there, and you're going to find tons of resources that are going to help you. Now, stay tuned for another hour of Coping with Caregiving, and remember to join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. That's Pacific time. And then the show's archived by Tuesday of every week. And you can listen to it then as well on WS Radio, WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birdies on the jaybird street love to hear the
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.